This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, let's take a deep breath. This may be a wild ride. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of September 28th to October the 2nd, about a month away from the election. Wow, some people are voting already. That'll be part of what we talk about. There's a lot going on here, so let's get right to it. Michael Harrison is the person in the know, and we'll go through the top stories and the top people of the week as we usually do when we get together for this hour. But let there be no mistake. There are things here that really do need to feel and see and hear the light of day. So let's go through the stories first, Michael. As the list has changed, the work at Talkers never ends. You're listening to all these programs, talking to all the hosts, and so it's a very fluid list, as one might expect, given what's going on in the world every day, every minute, every moment. Wow.
Everything changes. Change. Yeah. It's almost, it really is very difficult to do a week in review, because weeks seem like months. Yeah. But this is a week in review, so our survey is based upon the week. And isn't it amazing how a week now really is in terms of change? It might as well be 6 months, a quarter. I mean, it's just absurd.
Well, remember, the time goes, it feels like 5 minutes ago that you were here doing last week's countdown.
Yeah.
And that's part of it as well.
But look how much has changed. We opened up the week where the Supreme Court battle was the major topic, court packing, and we were going into the presidential debate, long awaited. The debate, obviously, was going to be the big thing, and we end it with the president and the first lady testing positive as we go into the weekend, and who the hell knows what that is going to mean.
Very interesting. Even with that, the expressions of concern and good wishes that have come from people, the Russian leadership, you've got, maybe we should go through the names and the people and the stories, and then we can anecdotally talk about how this all sort of shakes out, Michael.
Yeah, but it's a little bit, again, from the moment that we're speaking now, and this program is heard at different times, right, on a lot of stations around the country.
Yeah, over a three-day period, yes.
So how do we know what the world's going to be like on Sunday? You know, so it's very
Monday.
It's very challenging
yes,
to be as specific as possible without sounding outdated in a moment. It's so funny. We live in the era of on-demand broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And yet, there's never been more of a need for ongoing live broadcasting every minute. We should do the Talk Radio Countdown Show of the past minute's top 10 topics.
Right, maybe we have to do an hour a day now on this instead of...
This show really should be a daily look at the 10 mm-hmm. most talked about topics. Mm-hmm. Okay, but that being said,
podcast.
Number 10... Yeah?
Yeah. We go. There's a
quizzy
opportunity for you and I to do a podcast. There it is.
Actually, you might be right. At number 10, we have psychology and relationships. I mean, we are having a collective trauma, is the term Psychology Magazine, Psychology Today puts it. And despair, loneliness, frustration, anger, thoughts of suicide, relationships breaking up, families breaking up, friendships breaking up, stress over the election. We're in a terrible psychological state collectively as a society, and I assume it's going on around the world.
Well, it is, and you and I have talked about the astrology of this. Even though we have similar spiritual beliefs, you don't give much credence to astrology. But I will tell you something. All of the things that I have learned and heard and found regarding the astrological impact of what's going on this year are coming right, and everything is right on time and right in tune with what I have been told, what the predictions are. So let's see where it all shakes out. Maybe it does make any difference where the information comes from. What makes a difference is how you deal with all of these things as they sort of collide, because that's what they're all the stuff is coming together in the next month, in everything. including the end of the world from the asteroid.
Yeah, well, the end of the world
is the day after the election. Yeah.
The end of the world has always been coming, and as far as I'm concerned, astrology.
Remember that song? Do you remember that song?
Which song?
The End of the World? Don't you remember that song?
Skeeter Davis?
No. That was not, no.
Don't they know it's the end of the world because you don't want to go out with me anymore?
Yeah, no. There's another song. I'm going to have Phil find it. And we'll air it after we go through.
How about in the year 2525?
Yeah, that's
In the year 2525.
If man is still alive,
right.
Won't need his arms, won't need his legs. Yeah,
right. Okay. So, what a brain in a jar. Mm-hmm. All right, number 9, U.S. foreign affairs. I mean, where do we begin? Turkey, Syria, China, Russia, North Korea, Iran. What a mess. Yeah. At number 8, natural disasters, climate change.
We could summarize this whole thing looking at the chaos that's going on. If you wanted to not pay any attention to the astrological impacts of the planets, you just have to look at the number of people that are on the planet. There's too many people. This is a sign of things to come. The world cannot be managed or controlled because there are too many of us walking around. You say, well, that's pretty arrogant. What do you propose to do about it? I don't think we're going to have to do anything about it. I think it's going to take care of itself, frankly, as we're seeing. I mean, all of this disruption is going to end up someplace, boys and girls. So, anyway, go ahead, Michael.
Maybe we should build low-income housing on Mars or something. We definitely have to get out of this place if it's the last thing we ever do. Okay, number 8, we have...
You couldn't resist, I know.
We're laughing fools. At number 8, natural disasters and climate change. At number 7, the education crisis and school openings and closings and openings and closings and openings and nobody coming. Yeah. At number 6, race relations, police reform, and law and order. Law and order! At number 5, the economy, business openings, stimulus, gridlock, and sports. And number 4, and the reason sports is there is because sports is not about sports anymore. I mean, sports is about politics, it's about health, it's about business, unga bunga. Yeah. At number 4, healthcare, vaccines, masks, and social distancing. Well, that was given new life by the latest, of course, news revelation.
Mm-hmm.
What about the masks and social distancing argument that's going to, I mean, picture how that's going to change now that the president...
Well, all of Trump's family sat there without masks on. Most of the Biden people had masks on. None of the Trump people did, and that'll be interesting.
You know what really ticks me off, in all seriousness, about this whole discussion about masks and social distancing, is that you never hear, back to what we're talking about, how things change, you don't hear anything being said anymore about Herman Cain. You know, mm-hmm. And boy, does that tie into this whole issue, doesn't it? Think about it. Herman Cain was a healthy guy, and he went to the rally, and he died.
Yeah. Listen, my son's best friend, they are both 42. They went to school together, high school, college together, live near each other in California. This kid became a big-time, very, very astute, smart guy who has made his way in the business world and become very successful. His wife is one of the most prolific movie writers in the country. You'd recognize her name if I told you who it was. He's come down with it, and he's very sick. Brendan told me last night that they were back and forth on FaceTime. He was in the hospital for 2.5 days.
Ooh.
He didn't get onto an incubator or a ventilator, but he's home, and he's very sick. And here's a healthy guy.
How old is this guy?
42.
Oh, boy.
So
much for certain statistics that are flowing around politically.
Yeah, listen, there are always exceptions to the rule, Michael, as you know.
Yeah. All right, so here, as of Friday, when this survey was finalized, number 3 is POTUS and FLOTUS test positive, along with COVID-19 stats and projections. If that happened Monday, it probably would have been the number 1 topic. I mean, not even probably, it definitely would have been.
Would be.
The President of the United States... at 74 years old and somewhat overweight, having this potentially deadly disease is one of the greatest health crises to face the presidency in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the last time we faced anything like this was when Reagan was shot, and prior to that, when you know, aside from the Kennedy assassination, because there was no health crisis, he was killed. But Eisenhower had a heart attack at one point, and Richard Nixon was president
just before the election. I remember I was about 10 years old. You were about the same age. Just before the election, he had a heart attack.
When Ike had that heart attack, that was everybody held their breath.
And Nixon was his vice president.
Nixon took over the presidency for a while.
Yeah.
At number two, I don't know whether it was official or not, but he was doing the job.
Yeah, he was doing the work.
At number two, and it brings up all kinds of questions about, you know, if POTUS gets sick. I mean, and he's not well. You know, it's hard to be president even when you're well. Pence is going to have to step up to the plate now.
Yeah.
You may agree or disagree with him, but he's certainly capable of handling operations. I think he's a capable individual.
I would say he would be a good general manager.
Right.
Is he an intellect that can come up with ideas? I don't know that that's the case, but he is. I think he would be capable as a manager to keep the wheels from falling off. Maybe might be.
It's going to be very interesting to see him and Kamala Harris debate. That's going to be quite a contrast to the one that we saw. Yeah. But who knows? She might go after him viciously, and he may withstand her quite effectively. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see.
She's vicious. You remember how she went after him?
She's vicious. She's extremely
savage.
Vicious.
Yeah.
Her viciousness to Biden is what cost her
now,
the primary.
Would the women who are listening say that we said that's a sexist comment?
I don't care if they say it or not, because the fact is that Trump is vicious.
Yeah. Trump is. By the way, there are two peas in a pod, and whether people realize it, I've never interviewed Trump, but I've interviewed her, and her force is so negative. The energy around her is so negative. Because the energy around Joe Biden is actually pretty positive, I think. And I don't think the energy around Obama Pence is bad. It's just kind of neutral.
Whereas the energy around Pence, I actually find on a superficial level, Kamala Harris to have a very, very lovely smile that seems to project friendliness.
What's behind that? Yeah, right. Yeah.
But okay. she does strike a nice pose, and I don't mean that to be sexist either. I'm just saying there are times when she just seems like somebody that she's like a real regular person, very nice. But watching her in her role as Attorney General and as a prosecutor, and how she handled herself with Biden, I think that she did damage to herself by attacking Biden the way she did. The same way that I believe, no matter what conservatives and Trump fans are saying and spinning and deluding themselves, I think that Trump hurt himself desperately in this debate by coming out against Biden. And I think Biden played rope-a-dope. And I think Biden had control of the thing the whole way and actually prompted the attack.
Maybe he baited him.
I think he baited him through the whole thing, and they were smiling and laughing, and called him a clown. Whatever. People are going to see it. People see whatever the hell they want to see.
Yeah.
That's what's so frustrating about this period of time.
These two debates mean absolutely nothing.
No,
at
they
this
don't.
Point.
Yeah, they really don't, except for maybe a handful in the middle who actually have deluded themselves into thinking that this is something that has to be thought out. You know.
All right.
Number two.
We've got to pause.
We
haven't finished yet. Okay, go ahead.
No. Number two, Supreme Court battle and the court packing issue. Number one, presidential race, the debate, and the mail-in ballot issue. And
all right, we'll get to the people list in a matter of moments here. You're listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our overview of the charts for the week of September 28th to October 2nd, the work of Talkers Magazine is to come up with the stories, listening to the stations, talking to the hosts, getting their fingers on the pulse, if you will. Michael and his staff do that. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers. The list is always available at talkers.com, by the way. Now, the people list for this week, we haven't gotten to that yet. Let's touch the names, Michael, shall we?
Yeah, okay. We have Melania Trump at number 10. We have Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping tied at number 9. Chris Wallace is at 8. Poor Chris Wallace. He's taken it on the chin for doing an impossible job. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute. Breonna Taylor is at 7. Mitch McConnell at 6. 5 is Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin. Dr. Tony Fauci hangs in there as a guy we talk about at number 4. Number 3, Amy Coney Barrett. Number 2, Joe Biden. Number 1, Donald Trump. And there are a lot of other people that are being talked about as well. Hope Hicks is being talked about. And,
yeah. You know, it's, you know, Hannity got a call from the president on his program. I forget which day it was. That was aimed at clarifying what he said about, I keep calling them the Pep Boys. The Proud Boys.
Yeah, I think that it's safe to say that Trump has disavowed his refusal to disavow.
I think you're right.
At this point. Again, the major story of the week, from our perspective here, talking about the weak stories, the big story is that he didn't disavow white supremacy. That the fact at the end of the week that he did, which is hardly being discussed, it's again, the timing on all of this is very difficult to put into context. Mm-hmm. And then again, the sincerity of it all. So many of the things that politicians do, there's a term that has become popular in the last 2 years. It's called walking it back.
Yes.
Walking it back. That gives it, that's so, like, what is it, a yo-yo trick?
Yeah, well, listen, the expressions of concern and good wishes for the Trump speedy recovery that have come in from Russia and India and Britain and other countries and from the opinion columnists and the New York Times and NBC News, Kelly O'Donnell says that not since Ronald Reagan was shot has there been so clear a threat to the health of American presidency. Is it the presidency? The president is the presidency, I guess, in a manner of speaking. But the good wishes from people who are not his friends, if you will, and then making the point that you did, he's 74. It's difficult for people sometimes that age to fend it off. He's not healthy. He doesn't eat well. You know, that kind of stuff. It really is, you know, look at all of this stuff. And then the impact of it, the COVID impact, like the H&M folks closing 250 stores because of the virus. And how many people have lost their jobs because of this in malls? What's going on in malls? I mean, everything rolls into everything, Michael.
And yet there is media that is out there saying we're enjoying a great economic recovery and that at times...
Well, it's not equally distributed, though. That's the thing. If they don't pass this stimulus thing, when they go to the polls, as I said a few minutes ago, the first thing they're going to think about is, oh, Trump and his buddies didn't pass this. I'm out of a job. I'm not voting for him. I think that's the mindset of a lot of people.
I wonder. I don't know whether or not Trump's base is ready to turn on him yet.
The base doesn't get him elected, though. You got to get people in the middle.
Actually, the base is what got him elected the last time.
I suppose, maybe. Yeah.
Right. It's interesting. Everything's upside down. We got a break coming up, and then we got a whole half hour or more to chew on. It's exciting.
You know, one of the things that I also am tied together here that is a subtext of the COVID discussion, the traces of the virus that causes COVID was found in Lake Superior this week.
Really?
Did you see that? We were talking about that. No. Matter of fact, it's a clip of the day at djvshow.com. There's something that'll set you. Imagine all the people who've taken a swim in Lake Superior this summer.
Oh, my.
Wondering, exposed to that? 28 past the hour.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's now clearing his schedule and planning to work from the White House for a while after he and First Lady Melania Trump tested positive for the coronavirus. President Trump says he took a test after White House advisor Hope Hicks tested positive on Wednesday. Hours before his own test results came back, he said late yesterday,
"I just went for a test and we'll see what happens. I mean, who knows? But you know Hope very well. She's fantastic and she's done a great job. But it's very, very hard when you are with people from the military or for law enforcement and they come over to you." And
the president there on Fox News, he's had to cancel a rally in Florida later today. The Democratic-led House has passed a huge coronavirus stimulus package. The $2.2 trillion measure, though, unlikely to make it through the Republican-led Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A salmonella outbreak is being reported in a number of U.S. states, and it's linked to pet bearded dragons and hedgehogs. That's according to the CDC and public health officials, who say they're looking into two different strains of that disease. The majority of people who came down with the illness reported they were in close contact with one of those two types of animals. The CDC warns anyone with pets to wash their hands after contact with them and to keep pets away from anywhere food may be present. Amazon and eBay will no longer sell any Proud Boys merchandise, Amazon confirming all items have been removed, while eBay's in the process of doing that now. It comes after President Trump mentioned the far-right group on Tuesday night during his debate with Joe Biden. He told them to stand back and stand by, although he said negative things about them yesterday. He had claimed back in the debate, though, not to know who they are. The next day, the group was applauding President Trump for mentioning them. It's been linked to white supremacy and accused of promoting violence at protests. And spicy McNuggets will be gone soon. McDonald's fans love them so much, most restaurants are expecting to sell out of the limited edition treat as early as this weekend. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Yes, I knew we'd find it for reference to the song. Remember when we were playing it as a disc jockey? I remember playing that thing.
I never played it.
You never played that song?
Nah, I don't.
Oh, come on! Seriously, do you
remember
that?
Who is that?
That's the REM.
Oh, that's some new punk band.
Not to be confused with
every one of those bands sound like. REM was an excellent band, and sometimes I find it hard to believe that they're like a classic rock established band.
I know.
I some of the bands I still think of as new are people. They're before people were born.
Like Gun Hill Road.
Gun Hill. I happen to be a fan of that late 70s, early 80s. Punk new wave scene, when the punk evolved into new wave, to me, like the quintessential group of that era were the Cars.
Oh, God, yes.
You know, that sound. And
the fabulous sound.
That's old music now,
yeah,
but it still has a certain modernness about it.
I thought the Cars were fabulous. As a matter of fact, I liked the fact that the Police and the Cars were at
out at right. the same time. And I said they ought to join forces and become the police cars.
I used to say on the air, the cars and the doors should join forces and become the car doors.
Car doors.
Yeah.
There we go. How about we put them together? And they're all three together, the police car doors.
Now we're really talking about consolidation.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is that whole era, you had the Fix and you had the Flock of Seagulls that had a fun mm-hmm. little song that became overplayed. And you had the Missing Persons, the Motels. I could go on and on. It was a great little era of music. But it's old.
All right. So we bring it back to our message, and the mission is here. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts there every week. The stories and the people listed at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Some of the ancillary conversation that we have is about the people who are doing this for a living, i.e. the talk show hosts. And I noticed that Michael Savage, who's been around for, when did he win the Freedom of Speech Award? From Talkers Magazine, how long?
It was a long time ago. It was 15 years ago, maybe.
And he didn't show up.
Well, he didn't pull a no-show. He said he couldn't show up, and he sent a video.
Yeah, he sent a video.
It wasn't like he was scheduled to show up. We knew he wasn't showing
up. See, one of the things, I'm going to take my hat off to you for a moment. The thing that some people didn't get... When we had our annual meetings, and still do, hopefully we'll be able to have some more after all this nonsense is over. We didn't have one this year. But every year you give away a Freedom of Speech Award to a prominent host. And the idea isn't to make it to somebody that's popular. It's to give it to somebody who's got the balsam to, you know, take advantage of what we offer in this country, and that is to say things that people don't like. Savage is an example of that. Right. G. Gordon Liddy is an example of that. Remember that hoopla in Houston when he got the award? Good God.
I forgot.
You
and I didn't talk for 2 years after that.
Well, that was also one of the side not benefits of it all. But Gloria,
it was a blood fight.
Oh, my God. Gloria Allred.
The G. Gordon Liddy incident was a upheaval in the talk radio world that made enemies out of friends, and and I don't want to get too deep into it now because it's going to be a major chapter on the book that I will someday not write. But it definitely was a hell of a thing. But that, just to sum it up, the Freedom of Speech Award was to give it to somebody who it was an example of free speech in action, of the First mm-hmm. Amendment in action. Mm-hmm. Didn't necessarily mean we agree or disagree with them, but the problem when you step into that territory, people always tend to think you're endorsing what the person says as opposed to endorsing the fact that they had the courage to say it.
And the other, like Al Franken won. That was another bloodbath.
I threw the guy off the stage during his acceptance speech. I give a guy a Freedom of Speech Award. I present it to him. I don't give it to him. We did. But I present him the Freedom of Speech Award, and then I personally throw him off the stage because he wouldn't shut up. That was the most... That's another chapter of the book.
Right. All right, anyway. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here... The virus cases have gone way up in the Midwest. Some of the things that are being done by politicians to discount the way people are being treated and handled, it's chaos. I think if you look at the story, the major story of the week is chaos. That's kind of... Remember what... That was Get Smart, right? Didn't he work for Chaos, or the bad guys were Chaos?
I think so. I think
Get
Chaos
Smart
was one of those organizations.
Right. And we've got it now. We've got complete... Everybody's off on their own. The governor of Texas says only one drop-off location for mail ballots that aren't going to be mailed in. So you bring them to yourself. And how long do you think the line's going to be? In each county, there's one. I mean, how in the world? This guy should get impeached if you can impeach a governor for coming up with that kind of stuff. That's part of the number one story anyway this week.
Yeah, the mail-in ballot debate is up there in the number one story. Yeah. Of course, I don't know what the number one story is at the moment, but from the standpoint of the week, that was it. The presidential race, the debate on Tuesday, and the argument over mail-in ballots. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the secondary issue was Supreme Court packing.
Yeah, and Amy Coney Barrett, I wonder if that actually is ever, with the chaos, if that actually is ever going to happen. And by the way, the fact that these are the stories that we're talking about doesn't mean this is all that's going on. How many people know where Azerbaijan is? How many people know where Armenia is? And did you know that for centuries they have been fighting because it's a tribal area of the world, and they're right now in the most severe military conflict they've been in for hundreds of years because they're disputing territory that's right on the edge of Europe that both of them claim. Anybody know anything about this? Anybody heard anything? This could blow up into a huge regional conflict.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we didn't choose to have our convention there this year.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Exactly. Right. None of that. And who's talking about immigration? Right? Well, that was...
Who wants to come here?
<I'm right. laughs> I suppose that's a factor in it, isn't it? Huh?
You think?
Why bother? Yeah. But you notice how that sort of boiled away. Yeah. Who's talking about it anymore? Well, really? Nobody's talking about that anymore. So, anyway. All right. So, with regard to Dr. Fauci... And where he plays, he's number four in the people list this week.
Yeah.
And I have noticed a lot of people have gone back to him. He sort of was discounted because the president and he seemed to be spatting all the time. But now because of what's happening and the vaccine thing, that's another part of the vaccine is number four this week on the story list. Yeah. What are we doing? There are some people who say there's going to be a vaccine in 2 weeks. Others say 2 months. Some people say 2 years. Some people say never. And 2 out of 10 in a survey that was published today suggest that they would probably not take a vaccine if Trump were to support it. So if Trump says take the vaccine, we're not taking it.
Well, Trump sort of lost his credibility.
Really?
As a source of information about health care management during the COVID crisis. I mean, what can I tell you?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Right. All the layoffs. Amazon has been lying about how many people had COVID. This is the Walmart and Amazon, the biggest employers in America. And the fact that they admit to having 20,000+ people who are sick and out of work, no wonder they keep running ads. We need more people. People are getting sick faster than they can hire them.
Bring out your dead.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, my.
Yep. And you know,
okay, I'm breathless. I'm out of breath here. I really am. It's just this is. I don't remember.
So maybe I better take a break here.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember a moment on this program in all of its history like this one right now, where we're just overwhelmed by the number of things that are going on. We have to have the top 100 stories all in the top 10. It's crazy.
Yeah. Will the end of the year be like the end of the year countdown show?
Well,
how do we put that all together? Imagine we're talking about this October. We're talking about the end of the year already. Thanksgiving, and what are we going to do, and where are we going to go, and what's Christmas going to be like, and we can hardly wait till next year. And time's going so quickly, before you know it, it'll be next year.
Yeah.
And all of this misery will be gone, and we'll be living happily ever after.
Yeah, like it's going to change on New Year's Day. There's another song for Phil to pull out. Nothing changes on New Year's Day. That was you.
How about we make a New Year's resolution to lose some weight? Is it too early for New Year's resolutions? You know, every year people make resolutions, and one of the big ones is they've decided it's time to lose weight. After Christmas, after the holidays, after Halloween, but you can't have Halloween this year because the government says you can't have Halloween, right? CDC, nope, no Halloween. So no candy, that's going to be good for people's health. And the turkeys are all gone now, they're all spoken for, so you won't be able to get a turkey for Thanksgiving. You'll have to have ham or something else, maybe a hot dog. For Thanksgiving. So maybe we won't need this till Christmas when we have the Christmas, fruitcakes, right? Wow. We'll all be eating fruitcake for Christmas.
A lot of fruitcakes running around.
Yes, there are. So after you've eaten all that fruitcake, you're going to need to lose weight. And I'm obviously having fun and being a little facetious with this, but the message is clear. If you're trying to lose weight and you've been frustrated because nothing you've done, absolutely nothing, no matter what you've done, it doesn't last. You lose the weight, and you put it back on. Lose the weight, and you put it back on. So let's get to the bottom of that problem and fix it once and for all by getting on the Calitrin program, the weight loss formula that's all natural. That's why I support it. No stimulants, no drugs. I'm happy to tell you this is the way to go. The science proves it. The success rate proves it. The number of people who have been taking it for 20-some-odd years proves it. Lose the weight. Get on Calitrin's program. Go to toploss.com. Buy a 3-month supply and get 3 more months free. Pretty good deal. And if you want to really stock up, payment plan can be put together to help you in that department. Toploss.com. Use the DJV code on checkout to not have to pay for shipping and get the best deal. That's the DJV code at checkout at toploss.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain, unless you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get to this is one of my favorite things when I talk about, and this week, really, I listen to many of them. Most of them I start, sometimes I get distracted, but Michael's interview, the MH interview this week, is with someone that I think is just the most fabulous radio person. So tell us what people
we have
expect.
I have a conversation with two people. One, the legendary DJ Cousin Brucey, Cousin Bruce Morrow.
Bruce Morrow.
And his new boss, the guy that recently bought WABC, the place where Brucey was famous in the 60s and 70s. He's back on the weekend now doing a music show on the news talk station, WABC, which is owned by a mogul by the name of John Catsimatidis. And I get John Catsimatidis and Cousin Brucey in one place, Zoom, and we talk for a good 40 minutes. It's very revealing. If you're a radio freak, you're going to love this.
Well, if you just like, Bruce Morrow is one of the most wonderful people that you could ever hope to meet. And he's been involved in every major thing in New York radio history, and certainly in many. Didn't he get an award from Talkers?
We gave him the Lifetime Achievement Award. I presented it to him, and as he's walking up to me and I handed it to him, I remembered listening to him when I was 10 years old on WINS in
New York. He's 87 years old, this guy. So there's hope for us all, Michael. All right, check it out, mhinterview.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage.
Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To get into movie moments, the movie news of the day, of the week, of the month, of the year. There's got to be a movie coming about the virus. That goes without saying. And I mean that sort of seriously. There's got to be a movie in the works about this, Chugger, isn't there? Someplace, somewhere.
Well, I mean, there's been virus movies before. Outbreak, yeah, with Dustin Hoffman, a movie called Contagion, Steven Soderbergh's film with Matt Damon, which is a pretty good film. Yeah, I'm sure you're going to see virus movies going forward. Specifically on COVID, probably. Do people want to watch it? Yeah, I mean, people like to watch a train wreck, evidently. Obviously, you do, because when COVID first broke, Outbreak was very highly watched on Netflix. So people are curious about how all this seems to work. We're playing the music to the theme Ten Commandments today because the late Charlton Heston was actually born on this day, Doug, October 2nd, 1923. In my opinion, one of the most unique screen presence of all time, and nobody could have played Moses better than Charlton Heston. Ask Christian Bale, who did it about 5 years ago in a movie. Just as much as I like Christian Bale, Charlton Heston was just overwhelmed the screen in a positive way playing that role. One of the most interesting careers of all time, going from biblical epics, from Ten Commandments to and Ben-Hur, and then he went to the sci-fi phase of his career with Planet of the Apes, one of the greatest movies of all time, Soylent Green, The Omega Man, and then bounced into the disaster genre in the 70s with Earthquake and Airport 75. Really interesting career Charlton Heston had.
And sort of at the end of his life, when he was president of the NRA, he was sort of criticized, demonized by some. But, you know, it's interesting because people don't seem to have the ability to separate what somebody does in his or her personal life from their abilities, in this case, being a good actor or actress.
I always felt what Michael Moore did to him in that documentary. Yeah,
I was just thinking about that.
He's really
knocking on his door.
It was really mean-spirited. When I watched that, it rubs me horribly.
Yeah, well, it shows you what Michael Moore is a pig.
Yeah.
He's just
No matter what your pig. It just, the way that played out, it just smelled really bad.
Yeah, well, it did. It didn't help him. It didn't help Michael. I think it did more damage to Michael Moore than it did to Charlton Heston. I mean, the guy had dementia at the end of his life. He was.
I get it. And he was being nothing but. If you watch that, Heston was being nothing but cordial.
Yeah,
Moore
acted like the a-hole that he is.
Made him look dead.
Yeah, yep. Right, exactly.
I got an interesting story here. Gerard Butler was supposed to come out, starring in a movie called Greenland, which is like an action disaster film. It was supposed to open in theaters, I believe, this month. Well, HBO Max cut a deal and paid $30 million for the rights to that movie to air it on the cable service instead of playing it theatrically. It's a $35 million budgeted movie. It's already done $45 million overseas. So with that $30 million cake money from HBO, this movie will go into profitability almost right off.
So it's not going to be in theaters anywhere? That's the kind of movie I want to see in theaters.
Not in the States. Me too, but not in the United States. Here's the thing. It's amazing to me that HBO could foot $30 million for a Gerard Butler movie. I'm amazed how to get the money back, but that's the story.
I don't know. I mean, they've got such a trove of money. Anyway, look at the money they're paying to these stars. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Netflix is paying, at these film festivals, Netflix is throwing $25, $30 million at these different movies that are, middling movies. They're not massive blockbusters, but
all the actors and actresses are going from one project to the next, to the next, to the next, and making tons of money per episode.
Right, they don't care. They could care less if the movie plays in theaters. They don't care.
Right. Well, it's not even mere. It's these serialized, like John Krasinski, who spends a little less than 3 months a year shooting the Jack Ryan stuff, and he and Wendell Pierce have made sort of a sub-career out of and I think they're doing a great job with it. Frankly, it's a very entertaining series, and it's only 8 episodes. I find at the end, when I watch the end of series of season 2, I wanted more. I want, and that's what you want to leave people thinking. Okay, what's the next
thing? That means it's good. You like it. You'll watch a season 3.
Right.
That's what they want.
But you could have made a movie out of that, pretty much same.
But they've done Jack Ryan on feature film 5 times, so doing a TV series is probably a good idea.
Right. All right, what's going to be the number one box office draw this weekend when we report on Monday?
It's going to be Tenet again. Nothing new is being released wide, so it's going to be Tenet again.
I'm going to go see that John Cavill movie if I can this weekend. All right, Chucker, good job. Chuck Curry.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.